I don't think we ever had any term. Of course, you've heard this Maverick or something that I picked up. I don't think that that's anything that we had. I don't. Often we call it an orphan. We've got an orphan. But never that we called it Maverick or anything like that. If it was an orphan, then we fed it on the bucket. That's what the thing amounted to.
Yeah, I've heard orphan quite regularly.
Yeah.
And then in the cattle country, sometimes doggy. Little doggy. But I still don't know the distinction. They'll take this and put it with another cow, and then it's not a doggy anymore. I don't know how it stops being a doggy, actually.
The doggy is the one who is big enough to make its own living after the... It will steal a little milk here and a little there and a little grass.
Uh-huh.
We have had it happen here occasionally when the calf has had a little size. But,
and they'll just go around to another cow and feed them.
When one calf is sucking, they never get a chance, but they'll watch this other calf. And we've had it done here. The calf would be old, several months old. But more often that it happened here, the calf was just a few days old and the cow died, and then we called it an orphan.
What do you call it when the cow is going to have a calf?
She's about to freshen.
This is one that I found all over. If you're going to raise horses, what do you need?
Well, I imagine back in the what we always called them a stud, but nowadays they call them a stallion and mare. But when I was a boy, it was strictly old stud horse. There was no such thing as stallion.
Mm-hmm. This lady yesterday referred to the animal as a stallion. Her husband referred to it as a horse. The male was the horse and the other was the mare.
Well, that was the way it was when a horse was a male horse who had been castrated.
Right.
But a stud horse is the one who still has his testicles. But otherwise, if you were buying a team of horses, what are they? Well, one's a horse and one's a mare.
Did you have spotted ponies around here?
No, there might have been a few, but then we had a buckskin. That's...
Oh, those are pretty horses, aren't they?
So, really, as far as the ponies, they, in my time, it wasn't too much pony.
Did you have any special term then for these ponies with the big spots?
No, I don't think that I've ever heard, other than they call them Palomino or things like that now, but I don't ever remember hearing it. I think that probably if it would have been a... If there'd been something like that around when I was a boy, we called them Indian ponies.
Uh-huh. Indians did like those, didn't they?
I don't know if that was their likes, but I remember that it was that's what they called them. If there was, it was an Indian pony.
This man yesterday said they'd been over to Anadarko to watch the Indian parade. He said there was one over there with three colors, a white horse with spots of two different colors.
They were probably artificial.
That's what he said he thought. They were a little too symmetrical.
Yeah.
Next they'll come out with glitter paint.
Yeah, I imagine.
Did you have those small jackasses here at all, the little ones?
Not the small ones. They use the jack to raise mules,
uh-huh.
And they weren't as large as their colts.
Hmm.
They were more of a small type, and they, with bred to a mare, you got a pretty nice mule.
Mm-hmm.
But not the tiny ones.
Were you familiar with those tiny ones? Did you have any special term for them?
No, I don't think I've heard them always called a burro or something like that there, but...
Did you play games with horseshoes here?
That was regular. We played horseshoes just regular.